Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So here I am in Rhodes Town, in the old town, inside the walled city. And there are loads of these little Greek tavernas on this square. So people will approach you, they'll be proactive, let's put it that way, ask you to come in to serving you gyros and whatever. Okay, and a bit of music in the background. Bear in mind, this is the place where they filmed Zorba the Greek, and there's that Anthony Quinn beach where he's here, that Greek character. He explains the American guy, I can't remember the other actor's name, they're both dead now, his secret of happiness, and they do that famous Zorba the Greek dance, look, rooftop gardens. So some of it's well preserved, some of it is a 20th century, but it's all done tastefully in keeping with the way it was before. So not allowed to drive cars in here, but little trailers like that, a few of these scooters, things like Apes and Vespas and motorbikes, and no helmets required. The thing I noticed is they're allowed to display cigarettes for sale, which they're not allowed to in some other countries. I thought it was a European Union thing, but maybe not. Maybe the EU member states decide this severally. So there we are in this little town square. It's bustling with tourists. It's not quite mad with them. It's not the summer holidays yet in the United Kingdom. Republic of Ireland, we've got summer holidays already. And look at this memorial to Jews from Rhodes who were martyred. 1,604 of them. And it's got it in Italian because, of course, it's under Italian rule from 1912 until 1945. And then it marked its retrocession to Greece, having then been part of the Ottoman Empire many centuries prior to that. There they got it in Hebrew, okay. And see, these shops and these restaurants, they've often got the name of the owner. Look, that one, mini market Irene, as in the woman's name, like Irene, meaning peace. So yeah, that's it. And all those real trees, often they've got a little mist going on to cool you down. So, very feel good. With some Danish tourists, for example. We heard them going by, three generations of them, gawping at the parrot in wonderment, and a four-year-old a little bit afraid of that feathered beast. Okay, so that's enough from Rhodes Town for the moment. Warmly recommended, atmospheric and not too twee.